Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Realtor accused of stealing identities of other realtors. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Accused of forging the signatures of other real estate agents to win a higher commission on home sales, a Gillette real estate agent now faces 6 felony charges. Cowboy State Daily reported Tammy Leanne Hinson, 57, is charged with 3 counts of identity theft and 3 counts of forgery. Her case rose to the felony level Campbell County District Court on Tuesday after she waived her preliminary hearing. Gillette Police Department Detective Alan Stuber started investigating Hinson on May 4, 2023, after he heard from a local real estate agent who said a criminal affidavit was filed in Hinson's case. The real estate agent claimed Hinson had used his personal information and that of 2 other real estate agents to gain thousands of dollars. Hinson owns First Class Realty and was working with Penny Mac Loan Services, LLC, to buy and sell foreclosure homes, according to the affidavit. Detective Stuber wrote there were 3 different transfers, which Hinson tried to deceive the loan company Penny Mac and the individuals involved by changing the database and multiple listing services, listing the male real estate agents as the selling members, and then changing the selling member to herself. All the real estate agents denied receiving any commission from the sales. The detective said that he met with Hinson May 15, 2023. She said all 3 men were terminated before the contracts became final, according to the affidavit. Hinson said, as the broker, I have the right to do anything I want with the information. Stuber asked if Hinson could provide termination dates for the 3 men, and she was not able to provide any documentation, according to the detective. Each of the 6 felony charges against Hinson carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and $10,000 in fines. The case is ongoing. The City of Gillette reminds residents of closure on Monday. City of Gillette facilities will be closed on Monday, January 15th, for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. No trash will be picked up on Monday, January 15th. Solid waste crews will run a double route on Tuesday, January 16th, to pick up trash and recycling for both Monday and Tuesday routes. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.